Yeah, you know, it's an insult to the injury, and at the same time, it's hiding the medicine of the root cause. The external intervention, be it in the name of peacekeeping, be it in the name of humanitarian mission, be it in the name of combating terrorism, all external intervention are the main cause of this destructive conflicts and clan cleavage without rest in Somalia. Somalia remains today fragmented and the battleground of all kinds of conflicts because of three main causes. One of them is the external intervention, and namely from Ethiopia for its intermittent military invasion of Somalia. Two, the Somali warlords. And three, the misguided policy of successive U.S. administration. So this would only compound the effects which led Somalia to be a failed state with all the tragic consequences. That's why we do not believe this is solution. To the contrary, this would compound. And people should learn from the past experience. There is a saying, if a stone stumbles you, the same stone stumbles you four times, then it's you who is the stone, not the stone. We have to learn from the past experiences. So this is not the solution. The only solution is to restore the unitary Somali state with effective institutions. And to do this, to have a transitional political arrangement which paves the ground for achieving the ultimate goal. And this could be done through inclusive political process of Somalis, not imposed and handpicked by foreigners. That is the only solution. And it's very dangerous to intertwine the problem in Somalia with terrorism. That's the byproduct or a consequence of the failed state.
Minister Abdul's critics of Asmara keep saying that your government is not particularly happy with IGAD's proposal because you are still supporting and backing Hizbul Islam, with some of their leaders still being in Asmara. That is why you are not happy with the help of international peacekeepers, particularly what you describe as outside influence in Somalia.
Now look, Peter, see, Eritrea has been saying consistently that the only way out to Somalia is to let the Somalis do their own internal political process. And that's what exactly we're doing in 2006 when the Ethiopians invaded Somalia. And since that time, we've been saying this is not the solution. You can't impose and make military intervention. Even since 1992, the Bush administration, the senior Bush administration, has tried to intervene in the name of a humanitarian mission, but it failed. So if it didn't work for the last 18, 19, 20 years, how could it work now? The second point is, against the United Nations resolution, 1725, neighboring countries, and especially like Ethiopia, could not be a part of solution because Ethiopians have gone to war with Somalia four times, and they are trying to destabilize the country in order to make it fragile and divided again, because that's their strategy, and they did it with the encouragement of U.S. The second point is people are now starting to understand that external intervention is not the solution. Even the high-ranking officials in the United States admitted and proved that they followed the wrong strategy when they sent the Ethiopians to invade Somalia in 2006. So the only solution is not by sending external forces, be it in the name of peacekeeping or in the name of counterterrorism. No, any external intervention would compound the problem in Somalia and would evade the main problems and the main causes which led to Somalia to be to remain today fragmented into several mini states.
Well, Minister Abdul, there are suggestions that there are some Islamists in Somalia, fighting in Somalia, who are stranded in Asmara, and that they are being held against their will. And they are saying that this means Asmara, or your government, is putting a lot of influence on Hizbul Islam to fight the Somali government. What is your take on that?
Peter, to be frank with you, it's not about personalities. It's not about one president, another president, one clan. It's about the Somali people, the entire Somali people. It's about reinstating unitary Somalia state with effective institution of central government. It's about Somalia which get rid of any external forces. The UNISOM has been there since 2006. What did they do? Every day, including today, there was blood shed, there were conflicts, there were thousands and millions of people of Somalia lost their lives. Hundreds of thousands have been driven into internal dislocation, compelled to seek refuge. According to United Nations, the crisis in Somalia is the worst of current crisis in this world, and the crisis has gone beyond Somalia to affect the stability of the Horn of Africa. How can these IGAD countries, who are members of United Nations, allow one member state, which is Ethiopia, to invade another member state? This has never happened in the entire history of this world, and we are not ready to be part of an organization which shoots on its own foot. I mean, they should tell the invaders to stop, and according to 1725, a United Nations Security Council resolution, which calls all neighboring countries to refrain from interfering. And that's the only way out. I mean, to let the Somali people to have transitional political arrangement which paves the ground for achieving the ultimate goal. And to do this, we have to allow them inclusive political process, which is being made by Somali people. Not a quick fix and not any distortion by unacceptable preconditions. Let them, the Somalis could do it. Why should we make decisions on behalf of Somali people? Somali people are capable of doing that. They have done it in 1965 when the Ethiopians were being governed by monarchy and kingdom. They have had their own elections. Somalis were one of the most modern, advanced people and country in this Africa. Those all problems are coming because of external intervention. And today, after 4 years of all this experience, allowing and condoning and blessing external intervention would be double crime.
Eritrea was integral in the establishment of IGAD. So why are the suggestions of Eritrea not being taken up and not being implemented in Somalia, since Asmara feels that that is the best way forward?
Because I stated it clearly, in mid-90s, Eritrea was the country who initiated and enlarged the narrow mission of IGAD from fighting locust and desert mission to development and peace organization. It was President Isaias Afwerki who played a pivotal role in transforming this organization into regional developmental peaceful organization. But then it was hijacked It became instrumental for another external forces. And to our surprise, the IGAD passed the resolution which blessed the Ethiopian invasion against Somalia, which is its member state. We are very sorry. We don't want to be part of the problem. We always to be part of solution. And we don't want to be part of an organization which shoots its own foot. That's why we suspended our membership. Even though we are trying to fight and play a constructive role, be it in Sudan, be it in Somalia, be it in Djibouti, be it in Ethiopia, be it in other countries. But when an organization against its charter, against the charter of the United Nations, allows and blesses the military invasion of one member state by another member state, it's paradox. I mean, nobody in his right mind could accept this kind of advertising.
So, Minister Abdu, what will be your message to Somalis as they face this crisis or as they are in this crisis?
I mean, let's concentrate on restoration of Somalia. This is number one. And number two, the Somalis should do this by themselves. They don't need any external forces. Number three, if there is an issue of there is an issue of secession or the issue of the fate of Somaliland, Puntland, and another lands, that should be come then, and that should be decided through legal political process by the Somali people. And the main important part is the byproducts of this disintegration, that is, be it piracy or terrorism, should not be intertwined with the problem in Somalia. The problem in Somalia is a problem of reconstruction and reinstitution of unitary Somalia. And the problem of terrorism and other cases could be handled, identified clearly, and mapped out a common strategy, as it happens everywhere in this world. And with regard to the United States, we believe that the United States can play a constructive role, but first it should disengage itself and then engage with revised policies and strategies.